A double line of cars started forming more than an hour early as Civil Air Patrol volunteers moved food and water into place on North 2nd Street near Cape Fear Community College. Wilmington has been largely cut off from the rest of the state by flooding for several days. Vicki Madison said she hasn't been able to buy food.
All the businesses are closed down. You can't go anywhere to get food. Can't even use an ATM for cash. You have to drive all around town. It's just been an experience. I've never been through a hurricane like this before in my life.
Madison learned about the drop-off through a city alert on her mobile phone. She carpooled with her neighbor, Denise Matthews.
We're still without power, and, you know, it's kind of hard getting any extra accessories that you need, so that's why we're here.
What are you hoping to get here today?
Mostly water.
And what's the situation in your neighborhood?
Trees down, power lines down, it's really bad.
Still, she says she's glad to be alive. At least 26 people have died around the state, including two in Wilmington. FEMA set up these points of distribution, or pods, at two other locations on the north and south sides of the city. They're handing out meals ready to eat, or MREs, as well as bottled water and tarps. Todd Tremaine was another one who came an hour early.
I need a tarp for the roof. Yeah, I lost a lot of shingles and it's all wet inside the house. That rain this morning didn't help.
A convoy of National Guard trucks brought the supplies to Wilmington from Fort Bragg. It took helicopter airlifts to reach surrounding counties that also were hard hit. Governor Cooper says more supplies will be delivered by sea Wednesday to local ports. Officials say they have enough food and water in Wilmington to serve 60,000 people for 4 days. I'm David Borax in Wilmington.